your concerns around train travel. And on the back of those very legitimate worries that you expressed, the United National Transport Union wants train services suspended to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Now, the union is looking at putting the brakes on services until the 14th of April. General Secretary of UNTU, Steve Harris, joins me on the line now to explain a bit further. Steve, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We know there's a ban on gatherings of more than 100 people in a place in one place at one time. Just how many people are travelling on your trains at any given time?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, you know, at this point in time, we have an excess of about 400 people on a train. And if you look at the duration of that train, if it's on an open day, and when I say open day, if the lines are clear, it should not last more than an hour, hour and a half. But taking cognizance of the current circumstances where cable theft is rife, the theft of signals are rife, then I can assure you that those travels take about 2 hours, if not more. And you can imagine that these people are squashed in. There's no space between the people. They're squashed in. They're hanging on the side of the motor coach. And now you can imagine what it's in the middle, what it's like being squashed under these circumstances.
So specifically,
at peak times.
Yeah, well, I'm quite sure. I mean, I was going to ask you about the issue. It's not just the numbers, isn't it? It's also how closely people are sitting or standing next to each other. And you can't possibly have a situation where you are able to keep that distance of 1 to 2 meters between passengers, can you?
No, unfortunately, not under the circumstances. And the reason for that is there's no one that is in a position to be able to control the crowd, as if one wants to call that that situation, because if you need someone to control the amount of passengers getting on to the train and ensuring that sort of thing, it'll take some time to get the SADNF or security to be able to do such, and you'll have to train them first because they've got to be trained in crowd control.
Of course. So now we know PRASA had also thought of some other measures. It had planned to provide operational staff with facial masks, gloves, hand sanitizers and the like. What happened to that plan, Steve?
Well, I'm sitting with a letter that was sent out this morning, the 19th of March, where they actually now only say they're now going to put that in place. So there's nothing available. They've stated that they will be buying this off the shelves, and they've acknowledge that it will be dispersed to the various operational environments by hopefully this afternoon, which I cannot see that will happen, because you can imagine it's got to get to Cape Town, it's got to get to Durban, and it's got to be then spread from those areas. So yes, it's sad to see that the state-owned enterprise, where government is the owner, that has left it so late to do anything positive in the circumstances.
Right. Tell me, has the Transport Minister responded to your request, Steve?
No, he hasn't, but I saw his response yesterday where he said that he will consider it if he has no other alternative. But obviously, we understand that it's not an easy decision to take, and we have got great sympathy with the commuters under these circumstances, but hopefully something will now be done as far as getting the bare necessities to the employees out there that are on a daily contact with these. I just cannot see my way clear that the commuters are going to be assisted in any which way under the circumstances. So your vulnerability as a commuter and as an employee working under those circumstances is very huge.
Steve, it's a really worrying thing, and we're going to have to keep watching it over the next few days and just see where the government actually adapts any of the restrictions it's put down already. General Secretary of UNTU, Steve Harris, and we want to continue having that conversation with you. Do you travel by train? Do you have relatives, friends? Do you know of people who travel by train? And what are they doing in terms of physical distancing? Are they able to at all make any difference to the way they've been traveling for all these years? It seems to me the trains are so overcrowded, there really isn't a possibility of doing it any other way. You've got 300 to 400 commuters, as Steve tells us, getting onto a train at one time, perhaps. And as a result of that, I mean, what restrictions can you possibly put in place? All of the restrictions, just in that act of all of those commuters boarding, have been broken, because you've got numbers exceeding 100, three to four times over. You've got people standing or sitting very close to each other. I mean, how are we possibly going to be able to protect all those people in our country who make use of trains?